Jesus, for being wonderful and for making us your living wonders. We submit to the ministry done towards us again today in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Be seated. How are you doing? Yeah, thank you. Good morning, everybody. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Call it honor for the saints. This part one, honor for the saints. Hope you know your spiritual leaders, your pastors, your mentors. Hope you know that they are accountable for God. They are accountable to God. They don't just... Sorry, pardon my voice. I've been trying to clear it since. It's not yet clear. To clear later. So your pastors, your leaders, they are accountable to God. Therefore, we don't just teach you things. We don't just say things for the sake of saying it. For instance, we don't just bring out topics because we want to sound different, because we want to sound ready. No, we give you what we know you need. Things we teach you are what we know you need. Amen. What we know you need. Everything we do in this place is for you. Even the training process, they are for you. Hallelujah. That's why there is no valid reason for you to say you will not submit yourself to the ministry done towards you. Because everything is not for our own benefit, it's for you. So, saints are the called out ones. You have been called out of the world. You have been called out. He has called us out by the gospel. By the gospel of his son, he called you out. Jesus called you out by the gospel of his son. You are not like everybody out there. Yes, you may not grow taller when you receive the gospel. You may not even get something different, something new job, stuff. Maybe you didn't become light in complexion. Nothing physically seems to happen. You are just as black as my dear brother over there. Are you with me? But that does not mean that an internal transaction has not happened. See, I've been called out. See, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, and Sotenes, our brothers. Please, let's read verse 2 together if you are there. Come on. Verse 2, want to go unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a saint. Say, I've been sanctified. Say, I'm in Christ. So, when you hear saints does not refer to dead people, okay? And some people, due to where we came from, when we hear St. Luke, St. Apollo, St. Jude, St. You know, that they think that people are dead. No. Saints are what? Men in Christ. Are you with me? Say, I've been set apart. I am holy. I am sanctified. Don't forget, being sanctified and being holy, actually they are the same thing. It means the same thing. It means you have been set apart for God. Don't forget that you have been set apart by the gospel of Christ. You have been set apart by the blood of Jesus. You have been set apart unto God and for God. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19. What, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Amen. Say, I don't belong to myself. Say, I belong to God. So, verse 20, let's read 20 together if you are there. Come on. For we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Hallelujah. So we are men bought by the blood of Christ. That means there is a premium upon you. There is a price tag upon you. You are actually bought by the blood of Jesus. You are not worthless. Say, I'm not worthless. Say, I'm bought by the blood of Jesus. That's the point. You are not worthless. And there is a way we treat such, for instance, let me say this way. Okay, and this is where I'm actually going today. Your makeup determines how you are maintained. For instance, let me explain. For instance, if you have a nice, no, we have, if, know, there are some nice suits that you, when you have, you dare not use area or clean to wash it, right? You put area on it, you will cry, depending on how much you bought it. Are you with me? So also, if you buy an original, maybe leather shoe, not like this one, amen. Hope you know you will not use soap and water, Abby, to wash leather, right? Will you soak inside water? Huh? No, right? That means the makeup of a thing determines how it is valued. Are you with me? So, because you are precious, there is what is meant for you. Mm. Just try and put that down in any way you can understand. I mean, your makeup determines how you are treated. Yes, how you are maintained. It's your makeup that will determine that. Your makeup. Amen. E.g. now, to in taking care of electronics, you don't pour water on it, right? That's special wipes that you use to clean your TV screen and the rest. So also, because saints are precious, there are things we do to saints. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout. Verse 2. Let me wait for you. 1 Peter 1. Let's try and pay attention. Sermons today may not be long, depending on you. Because the long one will start in the afternoon. Not sermon, shall we? 1 Peter 1. Are you there? Come on, let's read together from... Okay, let's wait for Sister Grace. She's not yet there. I am so biased that I don't like leaving anybody behind in ministry. So we can do it together. Say it's sweeter when it's done together. You know, when you travel for WCC, why do you think you would pray for 28 hours stretch? Why? When, as you are praying there, when you are sitting in that you are tired, you just see one small girl, like a small saint, all rejoiced by the rice, firing. What will you say to yourself? Like, give myself brain, no? Amen. So because of that atmosphere, you say, don't worry. Even if I die here, no wall, at least I will enter. You can see the crowd. But if I say, go to your house, pray 28 hours. After 3 hours, say, well, Jesus, what do you want? Amen. Say it's better when we do it together. Trust me, anywhere you get to, leave this place today, you enter Enugun, you enter Bakaliki. Don't seek to be alone. And don't just seek to be a small part of them. Mix up with them. There's no different assembly there. Find the closest, best watch church there and give them your best. Don't stay alone. You will not grow. Like, especially those of you here now, the only thing that can grow you up is things close to this. Because this has been your, like, a benchmark right now. If you now go somewhere that they teach, that they sprinkle, you know when they sprinkle word? You know, sprinkle? Sprinkling of the word. That's your grace, Shara. Will happen tomorrow. Amen. But yeah, it's fine. Glory. Amen. You won't grow, even if they are saying grace. Amen. Praise God. Say we don't back down. Thank you. Where am I? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Let's read 2 together. I want to go. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit and obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Verse 3, everybody want to go? Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Verse 4, come on, read with to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. Say that fadeth not away. Reserved in heaven for you. Verse 5, 1 to go, let's read. who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You remember the Greek word for that kept? Who are kept? Remember, I've taught you before. Who are garrisoned by the power of God. Amen. The name of garrison? You know garrison in Port Harcourt? Huh? What is there? Battalions. Military. That means you are guarded. You are fortified. You are heavily defended by the power of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Go to verse 18. Pay attention. Verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, child, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Please pay attention to that. I said it once. I said, if you are not redeemed by corruptible things, it means you are not redeemed unto corruptible things. Do you know if you, by what you can see in verse 18, it already describes money and every good things of life, right? Because now, normally, in the human sector, they will say silver and gold, they are what? Incorruptible, right? That if you have original gold, how many carats gold? Bruh, who is the gold dealer here? Bruh, Kevin? How many carats? If you have 18 carats gold, is it 18? 23? Yes, that guys, what are you putting on your what chains are you using? You are using 24, eh? It's a lie. Brass, all of you are putting on brass. Good. 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 Somebody said you might buy one gold. It's easy. It says, come on, change your wedding ring. I say, how much? Convert it in 240k. Yeah. The thing, there's no commonliness that we should be on. It's but it's good. 240k. Say, okay. I say, when I wear it, out of wearing this thing and giving my wife 240k, if I have, which one would make her like me most? No, I must not ask her. The answer is clear. Okay, verse 18. Now, okay, back to where are we? Verse first, Peter 1. You know, see, that's why it's not good to focus on corruptible things. That's taking away my message. Okay, verse 18. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. What were you redeemed with? 19, want to go? But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before where the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you. Remember Romans 3:25, right? Thank you. 21. Who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, and your faith and hope might be in God. Let me read 22. You read 23 for me. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto a faint love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. 23, want to go, everybody, loudly. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth. Say, I am born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Say, by the word of God, that lives and abides forever. Say, if I'm born of the word, I can only grow by the word. That's the point. That's where I'm going. Okay, see verse, let me read 23, 24, you read 25 for me. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth away. 25, want to go? But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I am produced by eternity. I am maintained by eternity. By eternal things. So, considering how precious you are, Jesus gave the preachers a warning. John 21. Considering how precious the saints are. John 21. Come on, look at your Bible. Considering how precious the saints are, Jesus gave a warning. Gave a warning. John 21:15.
So when they are dying, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? No, I have told you that it's not about the fishes. It's not about your pursuit. It's not about the money. It's about, do you prioritize me? Do you love me more than this? Are you with me? So it's about priority. It's about priority. If you remember now, understanding Genesis, I told you that it was even priority error that landed Adam in Wala. Amen. Or what happened? Man is created to be in the image of God. You are to first seek God. But when Adam started creating, what do we start seeing? We start seeing fish, bird, helpmate, bull, everything. What happened to what God said in Genesis 1:27? Left undone, or perhaps postponed until it became sin. Priority error is a key problem with plenty Christians. We think God does not want us to enjoy the good things of life. That is not the point. What is the point? Priority. That's what he was saying. I've taught it before when he's saying, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Well, I've told you that he's not saying only stay in church, I will bring your food. No, because later he gave you a description of the birds and the fowls, right? And guess what? He said, your father in heaven feeded them. How did your father feed them? Is it that they stay like this and they expect manna from heaven? No. They will come and pick your food. They will come and steal your corn that you put on the roof. Are you with me? So they still walk. But when he's saying seek first the kingdom of God and his right, he's talking about priority. He's not saying be born again, then you can now go and do business. No, he's talking about prioritize what? Spiritual things to physical things. That's all. He's not saying it's not being born again. It's just kingdom, things of the kingdom. Things of the kingdom. Prioritize the word. Prioritize prayers. If there's anything that everybody else should know, I've told you that it's not about what you are doing. It's about what you refuse to do. It's about that thing that you refuse to create time for. Because God's word makes us better. So we must create time for God's word. Okay, John 21 now, 15. Lovest thou me more than these things? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, what? Feed my lamb. He didn't tell him that stop fishing. Are you with me? Now, I was telling you something that I said it some weeks ago, that while a lot of people hear the voice of going to full-time ministry, you know why? It's because they don't love him more than this. Therefore, for God to get their attention, what will he say? Leave it. That means when you are in school, when you are doing your work, if you still prioritize spiritual things, which we call fight back in this church, if you can still prioritize the things of the kingdom, why should you quit working to serve God? Are you with me? Are you with me? Because scriptures are not against work. Or priority. Say priority. That means once, even think about it. What he was teaching in the same 1 Corinthians 7, when he's saying for the unmarried, careth for the things of the Lord, that by his body and his spirit he may please the Lord. You know, he's also talking about priority. Hello? That means if you know that marriage will not be the reason why you will what? You'll be absconded from seriousness. It's better not to marry. But guess what? You know, some people, their own marriage is more of a blessing. And some people, their singleness is the issue. Their singleness is worse than marriage. Hallelujah. I am available. I am hot. I am Snapchat every day. I am, come on. I know you are. So tell me the things you put there. You don't do it. Because their mind is calculating heavily who will do it. Some people, the reason why they put pictures on DP is that, who knows, maybe somebody will see it and chat me up today. Are you advertising yourself? Are you that? Seriously? Kodao. So it's about, because no, you just think that yes, there is possibility. Just like a lady in their church, they are doing Holy Ghost meeting. I know that Sunday, early in the morning, is service will start by 8. By 7:58, something like that, the status update was, all these booze with something. Hope they will be okay, sha. Something like that. To make matters worse, around 12:40 after service, the same thing again that's why I now told somebody one thing. That's kind of, let me not tell you. That is it that what is your issue? Some people, because I must not say it. I'm a pastor. Amen. Just to tell you that somebody is, don't get me wrong though, but that somebody looks pure, or somebody does not have boyfriend. Sorry, you should not have to. Amen. That is not a license that they will be sane. Because somebody is yet to be engaged, what now happens to most of them? Their brain is now hyper curious. Who will it be? Who will that be? That is the cause that will destroy your Christian life. So even somebody that has one and is okay with that, I'm preparing for marriage, or marry your whatever. What happened? Their mind is set and they can serve the Lord. Therefore, if you need a marriage for you to serve the Lord, please, Hilary is available. Amen. Sorry, that's a joke, but please get the message, okay? Thank you. It's not available, okay? Okay, you need to serve in, maybe, you need to serve in Ethiopia. If you have to go to Ethiopia with him, you can apply after service. So, he told him, feed my lambs. That is, say that is priority. Say, teaching the saints. Say, teaching the saints is priority. 16, he said to him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, love thou me. He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. This is John 21:16 now. More than this, he said unto him, feed my sheep. 17, want to go? And he said unto him the third time. Why should Jesus repeat the same thing 3 times? And today we are busy giving saints entertainment, coffee night, gymnastics, swimming pool in church. 3 times. That means you don't value the sin. You are like somebody that is using water to wash what? Keyboard. To honor the saint is to give them what they need. For instance, at times your body is, you are shaking, your body is hot, everything, and they say, okay, it's malaria. What you need then is not tum-tum. Maybe your mouth is bitter, tum-tum will switch in your mouth, but it will not affect anything. What do you need? Chloroquine. Bitter in the mouth, but what will it do to your system? Kill the plasmodiums, right? Are you with me? So, therefore, it's not, you don't look at people's face to bless them. You don't look at, I think I need, we need an hour praise and worship where the singer is the assistant of the queen of the coast. Are you with me? And she can lead us to the presence of the Lord that I've never been before. Not like this. Now see people preparing for service. They use Saturday to prepare for Sunday. And on the Sunday, no Bible to church. The whole of Saturday. See my Z here. Is it not nice? say, too much. Put too much shoe, too much belt, too much lipstick and eyeshadow. If you don't get me right now, you think I'm against eyeshadow. What am I saying? Priority. I love that is a personal kind of say that when you go to church without a Bible, you are a what? Object of deception. You are, that means anything I tell you, you will take it. And if I said, the Bible says in Luke 56, verse 21, that it is when something goes off that something comes down. Did you bring Bible? No. How will you know if I'm talking the truth? If you are born by the word, why not give yourself to the word? How do you think you can grow without the element that brought you forth? If God looks like he's going rusty, what they do to it? They will take it back to the same fire that produced it. Right? Remelt it and make it brand new again. Says the word that can maintain me. So three times he told them, feed them, feed them, feed them. Three times. Your Acts 20, 26. Acts 20, 26. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. 27. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take it therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. To what? To feed the church of God. Who are they? Which he had purchased with his own blood. Wow. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolf enter in among you, not sparing the flock. They will look like they are doing you a favor, exciting you, but they are there to devour. That's their ministry. You remember what we discussed yesterday? The thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You remember? Is he talking about the devil? No. False preachers. Katie, also of your own self shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples over them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn every one of you night and day. Say, saints, must be well taught. So, let me, before I conclude today, this morning, to honor saints is to give yourself to sound doctrine. To honor saints is to give yourself to sound doctrine. That is what we must give you. Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Balanced diet. Balanced diet. Any preacher that gives you less than sound doctrine, he hates you. He hates you. It can be knowingly or ignorantly. The same example, whether it is ignorance, or it's intentional that you use water to wash keyboard, what you have still done is the same. You hate the keyboard. You want to spoil it. Whether it's intentionally or ignorantly, that's not the point. The point is you want to spoil it. Amen, amen. Check Titus 2, verse 1. What is sound doctrine? Let me just define this for you. In the second sermon, we wrap it up. Titus 2, verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, charity, in patience. That the aged women likewise, that they learn in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accuser, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children. Verse 8, go to verse 8. Oh, sorry, hold on. Leave that. Go to 1 Timothy 1, verse 8. 1 Timothy, swap from Titus to 1 Timothy. Don't forget what we are reading on. Things that become sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 1, verse 8. I will tell you what all this means. But we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not for made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy, for profane, for murderers of fathers, and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for warmongers, for them that defy themselves with mankind, for menstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, if there be any other thing that is what? Contrary to sound doctrine. So what is sound doctrine? Verse 11, we want to go. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Write this down. Sound doctrine will not promote lawlessness. Write that down. That's what we can see from that 1 Timothy Titus 2, 1 to 4, and 1 Timothy 1, 8 to 11. Write that down. Go to 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach, 2 Timothy 4, verse 2 now. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They say this passage is too boring. I send you. But after their own lust, that they heap to themselves teachers, having what? Itchy ears, itchy. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto what? Say fabu. Say fabu. Come on. That's the Yoruba of fables. Say fabu. Please write this down. Sound doctrine will not be based on myths. M-Y-T-H-S. Right? Sound doctrine will not be based on myths, on superstition and inconsistencies. Myths, superstition, and what? Inconsistencies. Miracle money, miracle and kashif. If it is not true for all, then it is not true. It must be true for all. Myths. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's no miracle here. But things that, I said itching ears. Itching ears. I told you sometimes ago, I said, let there be two big church side by side. Two big church. Let the two big church be doing a program at the same time. One, let them put healing extravaganza. As I did years ago, the other church, let them be doing money now. A lot coming now. A lot now. Oh, come on, please give me the theme of those your programs in those days. Showers of dollars 101. Amen. Rashim is a, give us a team. Come on. Money rain. Awesome. You will see, I tell you the truth, you will see a man on wheelchair. He's seen healing. I will come back. Where will you go? Money. Money first. So don't worry. Suddenly the guy will just remember, you feel like, nah, is it about, it's not about healing itself. If you have money, things will be fine. Hallelujah. Itching ears. We don't give people what they think. Some people, the heights, the what you call church, is to be calling everybody, call their phone number. I thought it will stop there until they start calling colors of ladies underwear. Why don't you call the colors of men underwear? At least it's all white, Abby. What are you looking for? I did too, but I didn't call underwear in school. What are you looking for? See, prophesy to me, Baba. Shook me the word. You will not grow. And like I told you, hope you know, prophet. Like, thank God for all of you in this place. You give us accurate stuff. Do you know how people get such things? You know it. How? Searching. Thank you. What is prophecy? Searching. So that means if I want to know the color of your underwear, what must I have been doing? Searching. Because as you focus your mind on the sister, what will happen? It will show. You see our life, you see preacher's life. Searching. See what you are searching for. In church. Itching, yes. And you see plenty of people. I've seen a church where they said, where after the man of God revealed all the atrocities of the woman, revealed that of the man is okay, okay, let's separate us. And yes, that was the end of the, that was the result of the prophecy. Let me hide their names. They are not Nigerians. But those are our guys. Amen. If you mention their name. Amen. Itching ears. Go back to Titus.
One now, Basel. Titus 1:7. Let's read 7 together. I want to go. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, not striker, not given to filthy. Pay attention to that. Verse 8. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faith towards as he has been taught, that he may be able by what? Sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convey the gainsayers. 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert old houses, teaching things which they ought not for money's sake. He said, you remember our discussion? Things they ought not to do for filthy lucre's sake. One of them, seven, were a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true, therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith. 14 and 15, want to go, let's read. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth unto the pure. All things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their minds and conscience is defiled. Hallelujah. Write this down in your notes. Firstly, sound doctrine will not be legalistic. Sound doctrine will not place a demand on you. Sound doctrine will not place a demand of self-performance on you. It will not be legalistic. Secondly, sound doctrine will not put your focus on yourself. Sound doctrine will put your focus on Christ. On Christ. It won't put it on yourself. Sound doctrine will not put your focus on yourself. It will put your focus on Christ. Thirdly, also, sound doctrine will be instructive, not condemning. Sound doctrine will be instructive, not condemning. Sound doctrine will not condemn you. Rather, sound doctrine will instruct you. And lastly, sound doctrine will not make a gain of saints. Sound doctrine will not make a gain of saints. I can't forget that program I watched on DSTV. It should be all these Shark Tank. Do you know it? Shark Tanks. Watch it there now. That where you have a business idea. So we have some billionaires that they usually sit on a round table. So you now say, sir, I have this business idea. If you can give me millions, I will give you back 10% quarter of your business, blah blah blah. And this is what I will do. This is what I will do. I will pay back your money this way. We thought it will end at business. It's very okay. Until a man came forward, he said he wants to build a church. They were surprised. Even the unbelievers, they were surprised. How will I make my money back? The guy, he analyzed. The guy started from like TD Jakes, started from all these big names. Analyze how, don't worry, in the next 2 years, this is a projection. By now, we'll be having close to 50,000 members. By now, if this church, if I can invest so much in the church, if I have so, you will be getting 10, this is your quota. Church. Saints. Where will the money come from? How can the man ever give himself to sound doctrine when he knows that there is a legal backing, that if I don't deliver money, what will happen? He's going to jail. What's that? Money. Just like it was a day that Pastor told me this, that he said he was preaching in the church in UK. And the man just, very sad. He said he was teaching about tithing, how first fruit of the seed is not a condition for justification. It should not be emphasized in church as a condition for anything good, let saints give. He was teaching every just roughly like that. And when he now got back to his hotel room, said the pastor of the church now came to say, well, say, Pastor, I know you are saying the truth. Say, it's true. Say, but all these people too, saints, say, when they will not give.
When they will not give. See, that's why we go and hire one false prophet to come and bamboozle them. See, and their mumu too will now be rushing forward to drop down the money. You get that? He's calling his flock mumu. That after he told them to, okay, please, so we need new stuff, they don't give. Okay, don't worry, I know what to do. Now go and hire pastor Ori. See my suit. I am just coming from 8 days of coconut fasting and prayer. Therefore, if you want to tap into this anointing, to touch a suit. And you think saints will grow there? At times, we do things forgetting the fear of God. They will not say we are the one taking using grace as license to sin. What else is license to sin? When you see saints, say, I was in the church personally. I'm sorry, God forbid, I'm not there. His church was, okay, you know our house now. No, there's a mountain there around my house in Akure that the church, once they are doing program, all of us will be hearing. You don't have to be there. He's omnipresent. Understand? And the man of God, he brought the suit. If you have 1 million, come and touch his anointing. Only 2 people came out. It's not Lagos. They say, okay, I have interceded with the Lord. he interceded after the man has dropped the 1 million, after he has dropped his check or something. That is when you now intercede. Say, therefore, if you don't have up to that, it's 200K. At least, have sense and stop at 100. This guy got to 5K from 1 million. How much did the woman with the issue of blood drop? It's deception. It's not good. It shows you don't honor saints. You dishonor them. You hate them. You are using water to wash keyboard. This must stop in our time. And you must not be part of those that will condone such rubbish. Hallelujah. Say sound doctrine. So, last scripture as I close for now. Ephesians 4 verse 10. Jesus said, freely have you given. Freely give. What is difficult in that? Like I love to say, the church also should not run ahead of their financial capability unnecessarily. Are you with me? Because the church is not a financial institution. Saints give willingly, not out of compulsion. That is scriptural. The only people you can maybe levy at times is people who are in your people you have actually agreed together that we are doing this thing together as your workers and ministers. But saints are to give willingly. That means I must not just wake up one day because I saw one church that is in Maitama. Said, no, brother, the Lord is taking us somewhere. The Lord is taking us somewhere. I just saw it all. And at Cedis Plaza or somewhere, so we'll be paying like 250K per service. Don't worry, girl, the Lord will show. Therefore, guys, sell your phones. And all of you are using techno. And you know, you're tired of telling your phone. Now you sell everything. You got 75K, all your phones. So next month, what are you going to sell? Come on, sell your ear. Come on. Then you sell all your ears and you come via L to church, you get 50K. The third month, what will I do? I will go and bring Pastor Crefo. Though I didn't say that. Sorry, he's a good man. He has changed. He has changed. Let me use that word. They are terrible before. That's the truth. They are the ones. Let me not tell you the things I've listened to. Say, money coming to me now in church. Such anointing that Jesus did not have.
But he has changed. He's better. He's preaching new Christian reality now. Say glory to God. Ephesians 4 verse 10. Yeah, then we close. He that descended is the same that also ascended up far above heavens, that he might fill all things. 11. And he gave some what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 14, everybody, come on. Human children tossed to and fro, carried away with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, in which to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. Don't give saints to meats. Okay? Give them the truth. For instance, I have said it. By the time I tell you guys, come and sow $1,000 seed, the ridiculous one is when somebody said, for you to tap into the anointing of Psalm 91, so how much? $91. Do you know if that man is in Nigeria, he will not say 91 naira. But because dollar is more what? Valuable. So if want that he that dwells in the secret of Most High, if you want it to be yours, what Jesus did with his blood, he said, if you want to be yours, bring $91. Now, this is where I'm actually going. Because, you know, have you, who has said testimony before that I sold 2,000 and I got 200K? Stuff like that. Huh? This is the question. How many people sold the 2,000? Maybe in a church of 1,000 players, maybe let's say close to 500 of them came out for the dangerous seed, the dangerous seed, and they sold. Most of the time, how many comes out for testimony? Maybe 3. Anyone will say, well, immediately I drop the seed, somebody called me that he will bless me. So the man can see bands. Get that? What now happened to the remain? You don't have it. Say, sound doctrine is not based on meat. Say, it's not universal. It's not sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget, I'm not saying God does not meet your needs. He meets your needs, but you don't have to sow for him to meet your needs. If you make any prayer in faith, God will bless you. Amen, amen. If you tell God that in the name of Jesus, I receive the best of God again today. In the name of Jesus, my week is blessed. You don't have to drop. In fact, the standard of the epistle is that you are blessed, then you what? You give. Not you give to be blessed. Is that clear? Is that clear? So I beg you, embrace the ministry done towards you. It will make you better. Embrace the ministry that we are doing towards you. Embrace it. Embrace that ministry of the word. Yes, you are saying that we are not trying to give you so much entertainment, not because we can't, but because we are not licensed by God to do such. Embrace the singularity of purpose that we have in this place. That singularity of purpose. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is what you need. That is what you need. That is what you need. Entertainments, seminars, everything are not bad, but it's not for the church. If I see somebody that is not employed, I will encourage him, sir, go to Lagos Business School, go and get correct business knowledge, but it's not in my portfolio as a preacher to bring the man to church. 3 times, Peter, son of Judas, do you love me? Guess what? I believe that the fish that Peter was trying to catch in John 21, he's not going to eat his alone, right? Is he going to eat his alone? No, it's for them. But he said, no. This is a priority. This is your own duty. Feed them. I studied the word. I give myself to learning. I give myself to learning all the world. Come on, sing. I give myself to learning.
I give myself to learning. I give myself to learning.
Yeah.
I give myself to learning. of the world.
Come on, I studied the word. I want to go.
I studied the word.
I give myself to learning. Yes, sir.
I give myself to learning. I give myself to learning of the world.
Come on, I give myself to learning. Yes, sir.
I give myself to learning. I give myself to learning. I give myself to learning of the world.
So, last practice, your notes. The knowledge of God is the highest pursuit of man. The knowledge of God is the highest pursuit of man. Don't miss out of that gaining other things. Don't miss out of that gaining other things. To prioritize for you anything less than the knowledge of the word is to hate you. I may be smiling with you. I may be hugging you. But if I give you anything less than the knowledge of the word in church, is to what? Is to hate the saints. Hallelujah. May I don't just abandon your head, pray in tongues.